Okay, now let's move to our final part of the gathering. So, yes, it's tough at times. It's a game at times, but it's a tough game. And it wears you down to the point where you can barely think. You can barely rise above some of the chaos. We talk about shining your light and doing the real work you've come to do on this planet. And there's times I know it wears you out. But what I've done is I've asked a dozen of your friends and ascended masters to join today with me in the circle of light. And they're going to radiate their light to you. And all they ask is that you receive it. It's for you. And there's no agenda in it. There's no saying, Mary, you should do this or that. They just want you to receive it. Let it fill your heart. They're not trying to change you. You won't feel any push or pressure in the light of these grand beings. You're going to feel nothing, sense nothing but their love. Let's take a deep breath, and they're gathering in a circle around us. The 12 of them. Makes me feel like Jesus. Jesus loves Jesus jokes, by the way. Yeah. He's actually, Yeshua has a good sense of humor. Loves the jokes. Doesn't love the rituals. Doesn't love the religious part, but loves the jokes. I mean, if you can't tell a Jesus joke, what joke can you tell after all? Right? Right. Jesus Christ. All right. Now we got 13. Yeshua just joined in. Now, seriously, I mean, another cup of coffee. Oh, he said he doesn't drink coffee. Another shot. Yeah. So I ask you to just allow right now and feel their love. Yeah, you're out there doing so much for others and internally with yourself. When's the last time you allowed Jesus and others to just love you? I'm being corrected. I'm supposed to call him Yeshua, but it's actually more fun with Jesus, you know? All right. Yeshua Christ. So let's take a deep breath right now and receive that light. I want you to be on the receiving end this time. You're always on the giving end. I guess this is your Christmas present from me and them to you. Take a good deep breath and let the light shine. Their light to you. Yeah, Yeshua would like you to post some Jesus jokes on your social media. No, seriously. I mean, you gotta laugh. And just receive, please. I want you to experience what it's like to receive the light, because you're doing it for others. Yes, and for yourself, but to receive it coming from ascended masters, biblical figures, and some of the dear friends that sat in these very seats before. Carolyn, Sart FM, Doxy. No, I'm sorry. Edith is coming back. Oh, she I guess she could have made it to the Ascended Masters Club, maybe, but no, she's coming back. So hold that chair open for her. Well, someday if a little girl walks in the door and she's wearing a tablecloth for her, for her jacket, her dress, Edith, you're back. You've got to laugh, right? You just got to laugh. This is a grand time for just receiving that light and feeling it. And it kind of comes in and kind of tickles you. You can almost feel that light smiling and wanting to be playful. Just let it soak in, and you might not feel anything or get a physical reaction. You might not. Doesn't really matter. It's there. For some of you, it could take days to even realize you felt something. It doesn't matter. It's right there. One's light is a very beautiful, interesting thing. And when you allow their light to come in, oh, it's very pure because of who they are, but you start to realize you're feeling light all the time from everybody. Once you connect here like this and sense it, you realize, my gosh, every time I'm talking to somebody, interacting with somebody, my mind hears the words and sees what they look like and all the rest of that, but there's always a level where you're just feeling their light. And some you wouldn't think contained any light at all. They don't even know how to spell light. For most of them, it's like the beer, L-I-T-E. But then at the level, somewhere within each and every being is that light. So by receiving this, what we're doing here today, you sooner or later start to be able to sense and perceive the light in others, no matter how buried it might seem to be. And they're not just shining their light, they're kind of humming a little bit too. And they're embracing you. You're not necessarily going to feel a hand on your shoulder. It's just a feeling of being surrounded and embraced, held, comforted. If you're having any challenge right now, you're saying, well, I don't feel anything happening, because you see, in a light like this, there is no resisting force. There is no opposing force. There's no battle. So you're not feeling the duality or the resistance. So what you do is you take a deep breath and you let yourself go to a higher level of consciousness where there doesn't need to be a resistance, an opposition, something that feels different. The human expectation is, well, I'm going to feel something, but that expectation occurs on the duality level, so to speak. So let's take a deep breath and rise to that level where there's not a resistance or opposition. It's not a negative positive. It's not a me them. It's simply their light. like you, when you shine your light, there's not an agenda, there's not a bias. It is just a pure stream. It's the same here now as you receive from these grand beings. I want you to experience what it's like to sense, to feel the light. You might say, well, this just feels like me. Bingo. Yes. When it doesn't have an agenda, when the light is not trying to heal or repair or change direction, it is simply there in light, in total compassion, it is going to feel like yours. What it's doing is their light is dancing with your light. And because it is light and this new love, and it's very, very clean, it's going to feel like you. And I want you to feel into how joyful they are in doing this. This isn't a job for them. This isn't hard to do. A simple joy. This is what they love to do. I have Carolyn bouncing off the ceiling, so happy to be here. And just very recently gone to the other side, but still feeling the beauty. You can almost hear her singing. I love when that happens. Let's take a good deep breath. You know, when you shine your light out, the reason you're here on the planet right now, it's kind of like this. This is what some are actually getting, or others are getting at other levels. I wanted you to be the receivers today. just receive it. That's all. Let's take a good deep breath into the circle of light for all those who gathered here today just to shine their light upon you so you could feel what it's like. Let's take a deep breath and receive that light. Good deep breath. Good deep breath. So, dear Shambro, Jesus Christ, what a day. With that, remember, all is well and getting even better in all of creation. I am Adamus. Thank you. Thank you.